Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1755, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Dan S. Lahan, sworn for the Movant. I was present when Mrs. Dot Mamie Edwards made an affidavit dated APR.13,1914, before Daniel Irwin McIntyre, which affidavit was taken in the Leo M. Frank case to be used upon application for new trial. I heard said McIntyre read the affidavit to Mrs. Dot Mamie Edwards, heard her say that it was true, and saw her sign it. Ground 11, Lemmy Quinn, sworn for the Movant. On the 26th day of January 1914, I introduced Marie Karst to G.W. Burke while they were in the store of J.H. Nunnally on Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia, and the said G.W. Burke then and there told Miss Karst that he wanted to talk with her regarding the testimony she gave at the trial of Leo M. Frank. I heard the entire conversation between Marie Karst and G.W. Burke and heard Miss Karst give to Mr. Dot Burke the affidavit, of which a copy is attached to this affidavit. Miss Marie Karst made the affidavit of her own free will, and I heard her tell Mr. Dot Burke that every word of same was the truth, and Mr. Burke did not hold out any inducements to Miss Karst or offer her reward of any kind for making affidavit referred to. The following is the affidavit referred to above. Georgia, Fulton County. Personally appeared Miss Marie Karst of 195 Kelly Street, Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, who upon oath deposes and says that she worked at the National Pencil Company about 18 months previous to January 1912, and that she knew Mr. Dot Leo M. Dot Frank, Georgia, at the trial of Leo M. Frank of Mary Fagan. Deponent says that she was one of the witnesses for the murder character had bad. Deponent says that she was not gross, ex-tix-ix examined. New deponent now says that she had been asked as to how she knew Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S character was bad, and she could only have said because she had heard girls at the factory say that they were afraid to have Mr. Dot Frank catch them loafing. Deponent says that no girl or woman ever told her that Mr. Frank had ever in any way insulted them in any unbecoming manner toward her. Deponent also in the never knew of any woman in Mr. Frank's office, and she never knew of any other girl or woman say that in any way unbecoming to ladies. Deponent says that she was brought into the case against Mr. Dot Frank by City Detective Bass Rosser, and that she was subpoenaed to the trial and questioned very closely by Mr. Dot Dorsey, twice before the trial, and questioned very closely by Mr. Dot Dorsey. Deponent says that Mr. Dot Dorsey told her to say that Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. general character was bad, and illustrating to her how he desired her to state that Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. character was bad, he said, I want you to state that his character is bad, just as you would say that the Mayor Woodward's character is bad, saying to her, you have heard that Mayor Woodward is a man of bad character, and in the same manner you off sharp and quick. Deponent also says that when Mr. Dot Dorsey was